Not all beers are created equal, except for the ones we drink. We only drink equal beer. This is the Perfect Pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, episode 152, craft beer, indie beer, all beer indie podcast. Beer.
All the beers.
Not all beer. I'm just trying to placate to the beer drinkers, I guess.
Ah, they're tricking them.
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
And this week, our special guest, Jake and Justin. Jake, stay
from. Hello, guys.
Doesn't not from State Farm.
Are you progressive?
You're not one of the guys in
He's
the back.
Geico nationwide, guy.
Because there's a couple other guys in khakis sitting in the office. They never name them. You know, we only hear about.
They're all Jakes.
About
clones or something like Clone Wars or something.
I just want to know how much they paid the Coneheads to come out of hibernation.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well yeah. They pay them the money.
Lots.
So, and one of our several listeners that are home brewers as well, future pro brewers.
Yes.
I lovingly, jokingly call you apartment brewing.
Townhouse brewery.
We upgraded.
Oh, we upgraded. Yeah, we got garage door now, right?
So we have a garage.
So we got townhouse. So we got townhouse brewing.
Nice.
Where's your setup at?
In the back porch.
Back porch brewing.
Back porch brewing.
Does anyone? It seems like that. I mean, maybe that's just too plain. But back porch brewing seems like that would be taken. I haven't heard of it.
No, not yet.
We're taking notes right now. Justin's looking right now for her name.
.coms. I'm going to copyright this right now.
So thanks for coming back, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Some beers we were drinking during the tailgate session. We had from listener donated beer from Fontana Jim, St. Arnold, Fancy Lawnmower, German style Kolsch. I've said the word before. Kolsch. Fancy Lawnmower. Kolsch.
That was a good beer.
It's a nice Kolsch. St. Arnold is another Texas beer.
Tejas.
Fontana Jim's got that Tejas connection. I think that might be the last of our Fontana Jim beers.
What will we do?
I don't know, man.
How are we going to get by now?
That's a nice way to begin things. And then donated by Mikey from Dorktown.
Oh, that guy.
Evil Twin Brewing, Imperial Simcoe Slacker. You don't want to know him. Imperial IPA from Evil Twin.
In a can.
Yeah, there's a 4-pack. I got this at Fig Tree.
Nice.
And I managed to save one for the show. Wow. I got rid of the other three. It's a kind of nice beer. Thoughts on that?
Yes.
I have found out that 4-packs go quicker than 6-packs.
Well, the tall boys, they work out better than the regular cans. Just one little can, it's not enough.
It's a tease.
But sometimes you don't want to go for another can, a second can. So
big can's still just one beer. So
right. I'm just having one beer, honey. It's one beer. See?
Yeah. I just had an instance where I bought a 4-pack of Blazing World. And I bought that and the Loma Land. And I was like, I'm going to have 3 beers tonight. Well, I had 3 Blazing Worlds and I went into the fridge next day and I had 1 Blazing World. And that upset me.
This upsets me.
If it was a 6-pack, I would have had at least another 3 cans. But I dream of the day where 16 ounces are sold in 6-packs.
Oh, a local brewery should get on that.
Yeah. XPA.
Mm-hmm. Called out.
DDH. DDH, too.
16-sixer.
Yep.
Even regular Sherman, actually. Regular Sherman would be nice.
Sure. Yeah. Anything other than 99. I mean, 99's great. I love the style.
Need to talk to you outside real quick.
No, 99 is perfectly quite good for that style. So it's just got a style issue of the style it's in. because it's in that style. So, and then, wait, did we get all the, Orderville, Modern Times, Dank and Mosaic IPA from like the Modern Times.
Very plentiful right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I had it. It's good.
I had it. Not disappointed.
Nope. It was, it's all that I need from an IPA.
If you could pass me that bottle.
Oh, okay.
If there's a little bit left in it.
You go right ahead. Bottles, you get that bottom pour.
Bottles are extra sweaty
sediment
today.
Sediment pour.
It's your turn.
As Fresno gets into the summer.
All right. We're caught up.
All right.
Those are the beers that are around, floating around the table.
Matt's dealing
mind the table noise with the coasters. And let's get in some culture. What kind of culture?
Culture.
You buys beer culture things you have culture. This week.
Culture. Aha, culture.
Yeah. Nice. Culture.
Very nice.
Beer, that's a beer name right there.
Come on, Paul. Make the song.
I think I can hear Paul. He's like, no, I can't do it.
I can't do it when you guys ask me to do it.
Yeah. That's not as fun. As an artist, you don't want people to like, do that. And you're like, no, fuck you. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Is he going to make his own record contract and sign it to us?
Maybe.
Even if he was finished, he was putting the period on the last sentence. And then we said that and he threw it away. He crumpled it up.
Fuck this.
I had a good riff for that too. Oh, well.
Beer culture. The
beer culture.
I don't know. It's not really a pub. A bar and tower. That's a thing.
Tower bar.
The detention place is getting close to opening.
I don't know what this is. Oh, so, is this the pool?
It was our dream bar. The Fresnan.
The old Blockbusters. The Fresnan. Damn it.
The old Blockbuster.
Yeah.
They pulled all the pool tables out of Babylon, and I'm assuming they redid them, and they put them in the old Blockbuster.
They dried them out.
Yeah. they floated up the stairs in the one elevator that doesn't work all the time.
Put all the bottles of booze on the
pool
table.
Elevator. Forgot about that.
But, it's getting ready to open, and they took down the paper that blocks the windows.
Oh, now you can
and
see in there.
I'm almost worried how school related it's going to be. I'd imagine they're going to have a couple of drinks named like school themed, but I looked in and they had looked like mid-century light fixtures. I've seen it in old schools before. It has a long cable,
right?
And it comes down and it has like three metal bands and then there's a light in the center. So you could see through the bands, but it's like a very old, it looks like they probably just, went to a metal scrapyard and said, oh, we junked all these old fluorescent light fixtures and put them up in here. So I'm excited for it, but I'm worried for it.
Excited and worried.
Well drinks.
Yeah. Well drinks, it's a well drink place.
And then, another thing I noticed, Pine and Palm was advertising that they had a food truck out the other night. So it seems like they're picking up a little bit more regular
tacos, bro.
Yeah. Tacos and beer. You
guys want to get some tacos.
Neighborhood brewer. I can almost smell it. Brewer, Pine and Palm.
Cause I mean, I wish you could get a meat market tri-tip sandwich that late at evening that he's open, but you can't. So.
Oh yeah. He's right by a meat market.
He's in that little desert island of pure industrial places. So parking a food truck in there sounds like a good thing.
Legitimate and, warehouse brewing, industrial park brewing.
So that's my interesting culture of the week.
All right. I still gotta go to Pineapple.
Yes, you do. He just kegged a rye IPA.
Rye PA, right?
Rye PA. Yep.
good.
Mm-hmm. Things are looking up.
Nick, yep.
I've noticed. Have you guys noticed? High Water Brewing,
yes.
They kind of had a little resurgence, like a label refresh.
Yeah, they did a label refresh.
Branding, yeah.
Now in cans,
fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just noticed that today. I had that too. I thought it was some other brewer. I was like, who is that?
It looks. Yeah.
It's like I'm not so fond of the label refresh. The campfire stout. Label looks better. I like the campfire style label
better. The obnoxious red and orange.
Yeah, but the The other ones, I'm like, eh. But the other, they used to be a lot like Tioga's old style. Like, they're, I always felt Highwire is very similar to Tioga's labeling. So, and this is different. Their refresh is very different besides the campfire. It's that's why I thought it was a different brewer. I didn't even put it together that it was Highwater.
Yeah, a lot of their new stuff, it's definitely, I mean, I don't know anything about graphic styling, but it seems like they've updated like the graphic arts, but they're also including more drawn elements in it. It's weird how they're blending that, which usually things go either way. I don't know. But yeah, it'll make them stand out when you walk up to them.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting they started canning.
Cans are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm developing like a thing with like, it's like a mental thing with cans now. It's like I'm just always gravitate to cans, and if it's in a can, it's just way more appealing now. Because when they started coming on the scene and we were talking about it, I was like, I was very much bottle, you know, I like the bottles, collecting bottles. And I was like, what's the difference? Who cares about cans? But now I'm like,
totally. Does that have anything to do with the fact that only light lagers used to come in cans? Like the discount beer?
Maybe. But yeah, now I'm like, I would always choose cans over bottles.
Maybe we're just turning into our fathers.
Lost another one.
I just need that XBA in cans, bro.
Yeah.
Cans pro, no light. Cans con, you're dumb. There's pros and cons for cans right there.
Well, I'm dumb either way. I don't understand that.
don't purchase any more cans.
I'm really getting good with regulating my day drinking, like being able to maintain myself throughout the day and have a beer in the afternoon and not affect my evening. Whereas before, my untrained self would just, like, if I had some beers, like, at 1 o'clock, then it was just like, well, the evening's just shit. either I kept drinking and, you know, things went really bad, or I just started just nodding off and, like, didn't want to do anything the rest of the day because I drank at 1 o'clock or something. And now I'm just, like, getting, like, knowing where the space is, how much I can have in the day.
So I hope you're talking about weekends normal. And not Tuesday.
Oh, no. Like, during my work day.
It helps me through.
No. I wish. Back in the day, you could, in the 70s, you could have a beer during lunch, but not anymore.
Yeah. I call that honeymooning. It's kind of like, you're like, yeah, it's Saturday, woo, and you just get too crazy, and then it's like 7 p.m., and you're like, I am done being drunk right now.
I'm done with the world.
But yeah, eventually you get out of that honeymoon phase and get back, and you go, I could have a beer with lunch, you know, then we'll skip a couple hours.
I can have a beer at 3 o'clock, and then, I'm getting skilled.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I've been looking out for that beer.
Beers are getting pulled out here. Oh, that's
somebody quick.
That one's good. Ooh. No, that's good.
Somebody quick, open a bottle. Come on.
We have two different bottles choices to open.
I know we're all being nice.
Jake from State Farm's going.
I love gold.
It's hot, coming in hot. New beer on the show.
We have that
pressed on vinyl. I have to choose now.
Ooh. Come on. What side do you want?
What do we got, Jake?
The Hayunitas. The down low L. It's a low ABV L they've made. That's what it is. 3.9.
Ooh. It's just an ale.
I'm sorry, I should let you guys guess.
Yeah, it's all right.
Way to go.
No, we're over it. We're over the guessing
game. I totally knew that like a week and a half ago, but I forgot.
It's just an ale. It's just a light ale.
Yeah,
just an ale. It's probably just Heineken in a bottle.
But it's a brown bottle. So.
Hey, try this. Yeah, you've never had fresh Heineken
before. You never had light exposure.
But wasn't it said that like Heineken has to, like, they have to make their beer skunky because people would be like, what the fuck if it wasn't skunky?
People here would, yeah.
Yeah.
So they almost have to
put green Mike
lager. I got that. I picked that up today. Man. Today at MGA Liquor.
Freshies.
This isn't situational. I only drink Lagunitas IPA is situational. This is not situational. This is just, I have no need to do this other than for the show.
For science.
Yeah. It smells good.
You're not being forced to pay $7 for a beer at a stadium. Is that what you're saying?
$7.50.
That's what's tough is like, there's a lot of places that Lagunitas is your only crafty choice.
Yep.
And
it's an ale.
If you completely sign off on Lagunitas, then there's a lot of places you can't drink.
Yeah, for sure. Like, don't go to Applebee's or like a Chili's, and you're not going to drink any IPA. So.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still in culture?
Yeah.
Are we into the rant portion of culture?
Sure.
Oh boy.
Yes.
All right.
It should all be a rant portion.
It should all be a rant.
It should be 2 hours of ranting about beer.
Good, because. This has.
There's just wiping the glass sweat off my mug.
Yeah, you said glass and not ass. So, because this means this has no significance other than we're doing a beer podcast and we get to rant about things like this for no good reason. BevMo has decided to reorganize their beer shelves.
Oh.
Oh, God.
By style.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Interesting.
I have issues with this.
I hate
it. So they split up breweries even?
No. Oh, yeah.
They're no longer alphabetical by brewery. Oh, they are...
Style-driven.
And not even quite alphabetical by style. It's just brown, you know, porter, IPA, stout, Belgian.
Yep.
So why do you not like it?
Because when you get a brand new brewery coming into town, I don't know, Modern Times.
Yeah.
And you want to go, I want to see all the Modern Times that you have, please. Like, let's see all the selections they got in this brewery.
You got to go to aisle 2, aisle 6, yes. The corner cap, exactly. 9,
you now have to search 6 different shelves to find Blazing World over here, Black House over here. And did they get Orderville? I don't know. Oh, Orderville's in the ale category, mixed in next to Brother Thelonious, Davies Brown. And
they have a category called ale?
It's just the ale, and it's like this catch-all for...
Oh, man.
So they just have two aisles, ale and lager.
So it's like the book return cart at a library.
Pretty much. It's a catch-all for everything that's not a porter, a stout, or an IPA.
Wow.
I wonder, like, why? I have to think because it's BevMo. This is a major. If you're not in this, the West Coast, BevMo is a major chain alcohol shop chain.
I actually know why. Since I'm a sales rep, but they said Total Wine did it for a while, and they mimicked them, and then now Total Wine. Decided not to do it anymore. So now, like, BevMo's left behind. Like, we thought of it too. So that's why they copied it because Total Wine did it.
Uh-huh.
If you go up north, they have Total Wine up there and down south too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's one of the reasons I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, I wonder why Total Wine, like, I'm thinking of, they have to think of it in terms of this creates more sales. Somebody somewhere said this creates Somebody more said, sales.
Yeah. I'm it's, sure
it's got to be the just complete beer newbies. Like, I had a porter at the bar the other day and it was really good. I want a porter.
So they go to the porter section.
I've heard so many people like, I don't like IPAs. I don't like porters. I like ales. So I'll go to the ale section.
Here's your ale section.
Here's an IPL.
Yeah, it's probably safe to say that it probably won't affect how much I shop at BevMo, which is now.
Right. Well, yeah.
Come on. Once in a while.
You don't want to go see it?
So, do they have Modern Times in BevMo? Our BevMo?
They do. And that's the other thing they did. They moved all their bombers around. So, like Orderville and Mega Fortunate Islands, and those are all in a different, completely different section again. So, the cans were on the shelf.
Right.
And they were here and there. Decent selection. But. it was just hard to find everything. Or, you know, how do you know they even have it? You don't know if they're even going to have that flavor right now. Like, I didn't see any Black House, and I don't know if I just wasn't looking in the right place. Or
it's in the coffee section.
Yeah, is it a stout? Is it a coffee beer? Is it an ale? What? Where do they put that now?
See, so would this be a third change for them? Because I thought at one point in time it used to be like region.
No, they still do regionals. So
okay.
And that's for the foreign beers.
After you get through the American craft section, which is organized by flavor,
okay,
you go into Belgium, France, Europe, Germany. Yeah.
So craft beer, which is pretty much its own aisle now, that's all.
That's the one that's organized
by flavor. That makes more sense. Because I remember, it used to be craft beer, and it was just like two little shelf racks. Oh, but
for a few years, they've had like a whole aisle for craft beer.
Well, yeah, I'm talking, this is probably like 10 years ago now. But, okay, as long as they still have that region.
Yeah, they didn't mix in the European and other country styles. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the American craft section.
Okay.
So what's up with this down low from?
It's okay.
Salinitas.
It's
down low.
It's like saltine crackers in a bottle. It's cleansing you for the next thing.
Sans salt.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was at a party, I wouldn't mind spacing myself with one of those.
Yeah. I think I'd rather have a six pack than a Palmer, just kind of like a lawnmower style beer, maybe. But maybe just testing it out as a Bomber first, the response after that, and then
like a sweet fruit finish to it.
Tastes like a Heineken. I'd be okay with this for a lawnmower beer.
Tastes like a Heineken. I don't know. I mean,
Hoppy Heineken.
Bone skunk.
Heineken. Leave it out in the sun for a minute.
Hoppy Heine. Yeah, you're going to have to skunk this a little bit. Do some temperature changes with it or something.
That's a looking out for we have right there.
Oh, this one you were looking out for?
Skipping ahead.
That's funny.
Sorry. Format, bro.
All right. Well, yeah. There's a beer to look out for. I guess we might as well open it up here for voicemails.
Quick piece of culture. Might be old news. I just saw it today, but apparently Mother Earth is opening a production brewery in Idaho.
Dang.
I had seen that. I don't know that we talked about it or not.
I didn't see that.
I thought
I've heard.
Interesting that they would be opening up in Idaho. What was their reasoning for it?
I would imagine it's just cheaper and easier to spread their production, like spread their distribution. Hey,
nothing wrong with
because it. Because Idaho?
Idaho? Idaho.
I want some Bukaho.
Idaho, Udaho.
We all Daho.
Yeah, this is true.
And then I guess you can say a little culture too. I just came back from last week from the Clovis craft beer crawl.
Ooh. Who? They realize Clovis is a sensitive subject.
Way dominant over the Firestone Invitational.
Oh, man. I mean,
there's a lot of people at the Firestone Invitational. Not the Clovis.
There's people looking for whales out there. I mean, it's this all day long.
Where are your whales?
Where's the whale section?
Where are your whales?
Oh, that's over here because it's an antique shop.
Yeah, it was good. It was they had actually a section for homebrewers.
That's true. They do incorporate homebrew.
Yeah, they had there was one booth had a, I can't remember, was it Voight Brewing anything?
Voight, whatever.
Yeah, and he's a homebrewer. He made a peanut butter and jelly beer. I didn't get to try it, but I heard a lot of good things about it. And
I saw some good feedback for him on the Facebooks.
And also the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That was fun.
Yeah.
It's this cable.
Uh-oh.
Technical issues cable problems. On the show. I think it's
commercial break.
Need that sign to hold up technical difficulties.
It's not. Yeah, it's there. Hello. See, it'll be back now.
Is that a new cable too?
I think that's a new cable.
I could find the receipt. And
be like, oh, it's still going.
Hey, motherfuckers.
If I didn't see that to edit it, sorry.
Yeah.
This is what you hear on the tailgate if you want to donate to us on Patreon. You get to hear that. Where mics go out and you're like, what's going on?
Or if you want to donate to us on Patreon so we could buy better gear.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's also a thing to do.
Well, let's open up a beer because we got voicemails. It might be a while. So we need to, we need to have beer options here. I'm going to have to settle in, guys. Everyone get settled. Get your beers.
I'm going to push it back a minute. Just one more quick piece of culture. Sorry.
Sure. Nice.
I got an email today. Apparently there is the homebrew thing reminded me. There's a new law being proposed in, or a bill being proposed in California that would allow homebrew clubs to meet and serve their beer and hold competitions at local establishments like brew pubs, breweries, stuff like that. So I guess they need support, people to reach out to their Congress people for that. So
in California?
In California.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Like, homebrew clubs can have a meeting at a brewery, but they're not allowed to really serve their beer, or they have to have like a dedicated beer garden that's considered a private party. It's really weird rules and laws, but yeah, if they get it updated, it, you know, that's warthogs amazing. Can go to a brewery and they could really involve people.
Like people that aren't warthogs could drink their beer if you're at the brewery, or
well, it's basically
it's
the people that are not homebrewers that are not a part of the brewery can bring their own homebrew to a brewery and serve it.
Okay, but serve it to anybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you could walk in and go, "Hey, you guys are sampling homebrew? Cool. Sign me up.
I'd like to sample this. Here you go, sir. What's that one you have on tap right now? What's that legal? Is that that's all because it's Tioga did it? Made
Oh, the yellow cake?
Yeah, yellow cake.
Mm-hmm. That, no, that's...
He forwarded his recipe to us. We scaled it up and we brewed it in-house.
You guys brewed it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually came down to the brewery and brewed with our, with Drew. I don't know his official title.
A head brewer.
Is he head or assistant? Assistant head?
Head.
The head?
Master brewer is Kevin.
Apparently he's all head
brewer. How many pieces of flair does he have?
I don't know.
The minimum, like, the minimum amount?
The minimum amount.
He wears his khaki Tioga button up more often than anybody else.
I put mine away.
It's the only flair that matters.
Well, okay. Right.
That was the last time I cut you off.
That's right.
But wait, oh,
wait.
There's one more thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Infomercial style.
What about the voicemail song? No. Okay.
No, that wasn't a tangent. That was a previous from some other time.
Okay.
I'm sure the tangent was needed.
I'm sure there was.
I don't know when, but it was there. But wait, you want a voicemail sign or song?
I need
sign.
To know. I
you
need
want
a buffer.
Sign that there's voicemails.
I need a buffer.
Yeah, buffer. You need to close off the culture and call and leave me a voicemail.
Will you talk about beer?
I will.
And tell me your driving.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line that we share with the Dorktown Network, but pretty much 95% of it, it's all perfect for drunks calling it. Is that a beer?
Then there's that once in a while where we go awkwardly, oh, that was for the other podcast.
Whoops. That was for Dorktown.
That is not my vacuuming song I sing when I'm doing the house.
Oh, yeah.
Vacuum tonight
and vacuum my bedroom.
I think that's a penny stuck in the roller.
Pick it up, look at it, roll it, flick it, throw it back down.
Do you have it? Do you have a do you have a bagless vacuum?
Yes, we are the Dyson ripoff.
Oh, you got a Dyson ripoff?
Yeah.
We
aftermarket
just,
Dyson.
We just had to buy a new vacuum, and we bought another vacuum that lasted like 2 weeks, and it was shit.
Uh-oh. Dog hair.
It was too, dog hair just kills it.
Vacuums.
You got to get the heavy-duty stuff. You can't just get light bullshit.
Oh, no.
What was that one vacuum that we had forever? It was like the donut-shaped one.
It was a Hoover.
That was a real vacuum.
It was a donut shaped, and it had this long crinkly cord that came off. And it had like the 3 foot long nozzle that you'd click into the roller base. It was
and it worked.
It had attachments, bro.
It did fucking work.
Those are the ones that door to door salesmen sell.
Yeah. But I mean, it was like you needed 3 people to operate that vacuum. Give me more cord. Scoot the base.
That's why I have kids.
We're vacuuming as a family today, son.
That was another observation why I realized a lot of us were around was to bag groceries at the store for our parents.
Not much pop.
Go down to the end. Nope. Bag up the groceries for me.
Wee, this is fun. We're being tricked into work.
There's a new beer. It didn't have much pop.
Mikey's very confused.
Evans Brewing.
If you can't see his face, he's very confused.
From Orange County, Irvine, California. They have a great amphitheater down there.
I love the artwork on that. I've seen it at Bakersfield. It's real nice.
The Kerhopper. I think it's got a guy in an old school scuba diving Kerhopper IPA. The KRH Hopper. Hoppin. No, Kerhoppen. Croppin. Like the Kraken, but croppin.
Croppin.
Croppin. I had never heard of Evans before, but this was at Sprouts Market.
Nice.
And it was only $3.50. I was like, well, doesn't matter what it is. It's only $3.50. I can bring it for the show.
Tree fitty.
These guys won't know. What the hell?
I like the label, the way it's cut out on that.
I thought we were drinking Mikey's California. Top shelf pour.
Nope.
It's bottom shelf.
So, yeah, I shouldn't have said $3.50. No,
Mikey means this is $25.
Look at the UPC on it. I love that.
It's got a cool label. It's going around the table from left to right of your podcast now. All right. Let's as we pass this around, let's find the voicemail feed. And I got a feeling we're gonna the Firestone Walker Invitational
is gonna ruin
what
us.
Many consider well, to they, be the greatest beer festival.
Can they repeat warned. what Bert did last a few times?
Yeah, maybe? I remember Bert was a heavy caller before. This happened in between shows, so
this is awesome.
And I'm guessing there'll be related voicemail, so let's settle in, folks.
Dorktown, Lumber Jose.
Oh, Lumber Jose, Golden God.
I've heard this one before, so hello, producer Becky. Hello.
Oh, it's Dorktown. Sorry.
Hello.
Bell. This is what we're talking about.
Are you poaching more listeners?
I'm trying, dude.
Damn you.
Debbie Downer.
Dorktown's only going to get perfect poor listeners calling in for Dorktown now, apparently. And Reed. Reed calls in once in a while.
I miss that guy.
Reed.
Hi, guys. Tony Bag.
No.
Tony Bag.
Drinking with the world famous.
Uh-oh. That's not. Uh-oh. That's a that's his phone.
I'm Mike. Is drinking a lot of cool beers with me.
I think that's Mike Sardina.
He's kind of a big deal.
Yep.
Love you guys.
I'm just Mike.
He's just Mike.
I'm just Mike. I told
Mike Sardina.
Driving. Driving. Scotty B. See you tomorrow.
That was it.
Is he dying or driving?
He warned me about that voicemail.
Tony Baggs has this right before on the Firestone Walker Invitational Eve, he has like a big bottle share. And I think that's what that was. He had the Mike Sardina with him. So, yeah, here we go. We're now into Firestone Walker area.
Can you hear me?
Scotty B!
I'm driving! And I'm riding! Can you guess where we're going?
Where?
Good, take a guess. I'll give you a hint. Something else you guys are going to, and it's in Paso Robles. Oh yeah. And what else? It starts with a pre. Okay, it's not pre-ejaculation either. Okay, stop that.
I wasn't going there.
If we're going to Tony Bag pre-Firestone Invitational Bottle Share. Think of that, huh? Sounds fun.
Gotta be. I wonder what's gonna happen. What about this this beer we got? This
Evans.
This Evans.
Not it's bad. Wasn't too crazy on the aroma, but it's sipping way good.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely better than 350.
What's ABV?
6.
It was smelling very East Coasty, but yeah. it's sipping all right.
It's a little sweeter than I like, but it's still good.
I thought it was old on the smell, but
yeah, right.
Hey guys, Tony Bags here.
Just what's up, Tony?
Wanted to call and say what's up. Drinking some tasty beverages right now, and I got some friends that want to say hi to you guys.
Okay.
Hey guys, can you hear me? Hey, guess what? I'm being responsible because I like stopped.
Uh-oh, that was it. Cut off.
He's hanging up the phone. That's
being responsible. You're being responsible.
I'm responsible. I'm hanging up the
hanging
phone.
Hanging up.
Yeah, phone. Scotty, it's still recording. I promise.
Tony Bags did that to me. He's like, oh, yeah, it went through, dude. 3 minutes.
Perfect Four Podcast. This is James.
James.
Yo.
Big game.
I'm a little bit drunk right now, but I'm calling you live from the Firestone Invitational Brewery.
Yes, oh, now we're at the Firestone.
Some other people are going to call you because this is the place to be right now, but this is just nuts, man. We're hanging out. I mean, there's just beer galore, every beer you can think of, every awesome brewery you've ever wanted to try it here. There's an insane amount of food. There's women, there's men, there's... anything you could ever want.
And yes, it's man.
Pretty much laid out here.
Oh, wait.
I said out loud.
It's raining, man.
We're running down to the end of festival right now, and we're trying to figure out where the after party is going to be. So we're going to be
in Clovis.
Coming up, the guys from the Whales Club from the Central Valley.
Whales Club!
All those places to see where they're heading and where the cool spot to be is. So anyway... you guys have a good time, man. What you guys were here, and cheers.
Me too. Cheers. Thanks. Thanks, Big Game. Oh, looks like Big Game back.
What's up, guys? I'm drunk. New listener here.
Oh, no.
Jeff from Jersey.
Jeff from Jersey?
Yeah. Jeff from Jersey.
Whoa. Oh, my God, dude. I'm so buzzed. Gosh, I'm pretty fucked up. One of actually right across the street from me, they had like a Firestone Walker, tasting, and, my buddy's walking out. He's a beer manager and, showed me, the 15th anniversary, Firestone L. I was like, okay, nice talking to you.
15? Oh, shit.
Not gonna talk to you anymore because I'm gonna go in there and buy some. And they have some Parabola.
Ooh.
Dude, I fucking hate math.
Say Matt or
I
math?
Failed pre-calculus twice.
Oh, math. Say math.
It happens to me all the time.
I fucked up off the Parabola. Holy shit. Yeah. I got a vintage beer 2013 Imperial Style Parabola. I was chilling out with Derek, who is the New Belgium sales rep here in Jersey. And god damn it, man. It was pretty fucked up. This thing is dope, though. This Parabola is like...
preaching to the choir.
Fuck. It's not that boozy, which is pretty gnarly because like with these kind of like imperial styles, I have like one of those Weyerbacher, the fuck you call it, Sunday morning stout. Those are pretty acidic. Got my stomach pretty fucked up, but guys, I love your podcast. Pretty dope. Man, Chocotazo. I wish I had some Chocotazo. God fucking damn it.
Everybody wants a Chocotazo.
Bitter, yes. Bitter. I'm Colombian, so bitter hot chocolate in the morning with some Colombian sausage. It was chorizo? Dope. Love you guys.
I don't know.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Fucking can't wait for your next podcast, guys.
Peace. Jeff, it was Jeff, right? Mm-hmm. Jeff in Jersey. There is
Jeff. Somebody from Jersey.
We need some new button on voicemail. I like it. That right now, interesting Jersey fact. Right now, as you're listening to this, on Friday. Producer Becky is in New Jersey.
New Jersey,
yeah.
She is in the Manasquan. She's on the Jersey Shore. She's on the shore. for her cousin's wedding. So
she made on TV.
She's roaming around the Jersey Shore.
She's getting wicked for a few awesome.
Days. No, she's getting Boston. Wicked awesome. No, that's Boston.
That's
though.
Boston.
So,
we need a Bill from Boston.
Yeah. So I was there 2 years ago. That same area. I kind of miss it. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool area. Voicemails. There's Ooh. What's going on over there?
Maybe.
What's going on over there?
He's a little shy on the trigger.
There's some beer talk. I love gold. New beer as we're still in heavy into voicemails. What the hell's going on? Is this a homebrew?
Oh, yes, it is.
I don't see a label, Art. Is this this is a Townhouse Brewing?
Apparently, it's just for Justin.
Never mind. Detach.
Personal side beer.
Detach. Yeah. Go detach garage ale.
Pay no attention to me.
Yeah. Nothing to see here.
Oh, never mind. No new beer. Different one.
Oh, it was this one.
There oh, see? That oh, popped yeah. nice. Mm-hmm.
Remember Redo. To edit that first part.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I won't. Totally.
Totally.
Oh, what do we got here, gentlemen?
This is our unfortunate lens. I'm serious.
Are you just going to do Bizarro? No. Times names?
This is a Mendota beer?
Unfortunate yes. Lens?
This is our take on Fortunate Islands.
So Fortunate Islands, for those who don't know, is Modern Times hoppy wheat ale. It's a wheat pale ale, like 4 or 5%. So we decided we liked the hop profile and the general flavor of it, but wanted an IPA, so we scaled it up to a 6.8%.
Normally it's like wheat IPA. 5 something.
It's like 5.0, I think.
Yeah.
Wheat.
You must pronounce it correctly.
Which they publish their recipes, right?
Yeah, so we
we took that as the actual recipe as the inspiration.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't call this a clone.
No, because it's different ABV.
Well, it's different ABV. It's not just a straight up multiply the ingredients, but it's inspiration.
Extra dog farts, if you're wondering.
Are you guys building? Still building to doing it?
Yeah,
for pay one day as a day job.
Yeah, I mean, we would like to open a tap room sometime. Maybe even a collab tap room with another brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a. Steve and Zach, are you listening?
Garage door.
Garage door, maybe.
Garage door and townhouse brewing.
Share something.
Back porch.
Share a nice big space and we can
second floor back
grow porch. Into it. So
that's interesting idea. Has anyone ever had that where it's the same location but two different brewers?
It's a thing. It's called a co-op and it's, I don't know if it's actually legal in California. I haven't looked into it, but I know in other states they have them where they will have 3, 4, or 5 different breweries using the same equipment in the same space, in the same retail space, where they all just kind of share it and alternate who's using it what day and then serve it all. But
I think something different in Fresno that would be different enough to draw people.
Mm-hmm. That'd be
yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
I guess, but Pizza Port Lost Abbey would be the only comparable thing.
Yeah. I know there is building. There is some that. Small breweries, I can't name them.
They're in the same building, but they're part of the same company.
There's some sort of sharing.
Maybe it would just come down to like something stupid as like, you go to the bank and they have those little pylons with the seatbelt. Maybe you just like put one of those like a sitcom like a
partition
and you separate the tap room.
Totally different brewery, sir. You're on the other side.
Of
the,
you have to go outside and back in the other door to get to that brewery.
Yeah.
And no, you can't take your drinks outside. You have to leave them here.
Yeah.
You just put tape, make the tape.
Oh, tape line.
Yeah. Like my sister and I would do in the backseat of the car when we were kids. Uh-huh.
Don't cross the line.
Don't cross it. Dad! She's over. Shut up.
I know in the tower when there was Bourbon and Taps and Castillo's, they had doorways adjoining the two buildings and they both served. I mean, the one place served beer into the other place. So it would just be like an advancement of that.
Yeah, I don't know. The brewery.
Get it going. You hear that? Steven Scotty B. Sky B's like his assistant brewer now.
Yeah.
Scotch Door Brewing assistant brewer. Head brewer.
More head.
More head than assistant.
Hey, guys. Paul here.
Ah, Paul.
Paul.
Hey, Mikey. I'm feeling better. Just for you. I'm calling it the Crazon. It's a Saison brewed with craisins.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Really good. Could you use Belgian yeast?
It's actually an IPA brewed with raisins. And you'll love that, no doubt.
I'd like to try it.
Y'all, thanks for indulging me last week with the email. Matt, that was a great performance. I think you should go on the road with it. Starring Matt as Paul from Fairfax. Anyway, I wanted to let Fontana Jim know that I tried a kumquat beer. Ooh. My hometown brewery, Iron Springs, had a kumquat pilsner.
Yikes.
A little weird, actually. I don't know if I'd get it again, but, you know. The thing about kumquats is that they're sour and funky, and this beer did not taste sour and funky. It just kind of had a weird artificial fruit taste to it, and I wasn't into it. Speaking of pilsners, and talking to listeners, I wanted to say to Cody, there are great pilsners. I think you got to look no further than the classics. I think Pilsner Urquell is the quintessential Czech pilsner. If you're lucky enough to get it fresh, that's the problem with European beers. You never know if you're getting them fresh or not. But I personally think that Pilsner Urquell represents the style, which is dry, crisp, and super hoppy, sharp with that Saaz hops flavor and aroma. There's a lot of the sort of southern German pilsners that are more just kind of sweet, lagery taste, but I like the sharp, kind of hoppy, crisp pilsners. And I'd say go get yourself a Pilsner Urquell if you haven't had one. And there's a lot of great American ones out there too. I thought that the 2014 Beer Camp with the Torpedo Pilsner with Firestone, I thought that was fucking fantastic. It was like Pivo, but on steroids, way more like fresh, hoppy action going on. Anyway, were you guys fucking with me about the Rod Stacey song? You didn't read that email ahead of time and you just kind of threw that out there?
No, we were not.
Because if not, that's super, super synchronicity.
That happened naturally.
We are in sync like Justin Timberlake, yo. although that happens a lot. I can't tell you how many times I'm listening and you guys say exactly what I was thinking.
Yes.
Whoa, it's cosmic.
Get out of my head.
I have something else to tell you, some good news, but maybe I'll call back because I feel like I'm hitting the 3 minutes, so I'll check you guys soon.
Dude, he has nailed it. He hit 2:58, so his sense of timing.
Wow.
He's a musician, man. He knows that was a 3 minute mark.
He was counting. He's all.
He was like, yeah.
Okay, one. This one's going to be 100 beats a minute.
This is in 3/4.
We've had four already, and now there's many. 1, 2, 3.
He, all right, well, maybe he's got another call, so maybe I don't want to step on anything he's talking about.
Paul.
Hey, guys. Remember that time I called and talked about beer and stuff?
That was pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, so anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm pretty certain that I'm going to be coming down to Fresno next month. So if you have a wish list, let me know. I don't know what I'm planning on bringing you. And it kind of sounds like these days Fresno doesn't, I mean, you guys get everything that we get up here.
Yeah.
So it's not like there's Bay Area treats that you guys wouldn't be able to get your hands on.
Iron Springs, Seven Stills.
We'll get a cold transfer
live at the beer garden.
Plenty.
I'll show up and just start singing and Matt will be like, what the fuck? And he'll go, oh, wait, that's...
It's Paul from Fairfax. Somebody's karaoke.
Paul from Fairfax. Who the fuck is that? Tell that guy to shut up.
Give him a stage.
Anyway, though,
you can get a stage.
I hope to see you guys all. Last year when I was rolling through, it was kind of a quick shot, but hopefully this time I'll be able to stretch it out a little longer. Maybe even
you actually
spend
met
the night. And so I'll keep you guys posted about that, about the dates and everything, and maybe I'll get to meet
That's
you
a
guys.
Meetup.
Those of you who I haven't met, I have already met Matt. So
hi.
Check that one off my list. All right, y'all. I think that's it for now. Bye-bye.
Adios.
We could Airbnb the futon right here.
Yeah, we have a futon if you want to stay in a hot garage with no bathroom facilities.
There's it is yours. There's a dog that'll lick you too.
Yep. Yeah, we can keep two animals in here if you want with you to keep you company.
Extra crackers.
No, but hey, if you want a stage, Bearded Brewer can hook that up for you. The Tagaskoy Beer Garden has play music all the acts.
Perfect Pour classics.
Yeah. Do you want to do a one man show?
As original.
Or you need a drummer. Nick can be the drummer. I mean, we got a show here.
Woo.
Let's do it. Steven can play bass from Garage Door Brewing.
There you go.
Or Scotty. I think Scotty alluded that he used to be a bass player.
Hey guys, bass. I'm playing bass. I'm playing a groove.
Yeah.
I'm laying grooves down.
Yeah, no.
I'm getting funky.
Hey, guys, I'm funky.
I can already predict. I'm going to be in my office, and somebody's going to come in. They're like, hey, this guy says he knows you, and he wants to talk to you. And I'll be like, you get his name? No. Well, tell him I'm busy.
She didn't leave tell him. Her name.
It's probably
and they go, well, he brought you beer. And I'll be like, oh, fine, I'll go out there. And he'll be like, hi, Paul from Fairfax again.
You know, that's always a perfect pour listener when they're like, he didn't say his name. He just wants you to come out there. Like,
he seems,
podcast listener.
He seems overly excited to meet you, and he's a male.
Like, yes, this is my everyday. Oh, we got it. That's if Paul comes down. And Chew Your Beer was referencing that he's trying to come up here, so... If that could happen, like at the same time, come on now. We need some more beer. Just FYI, if some of those.
Hey guys, it's Kelly.
Yay!
How are you?
I'm great.
I am leaving San Diego it's not for now. Just me.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know if I told you guys this, but I have been at a program at Carl Strauss.
Oh my God.
12-week Cicerone program for the second level.
Oh, and second level
so
Cicero.
I've been going actually, waking up at 4:45 every Monday and going to San Diego. And I've only got a couple more weeks left. We do like a mock test as well. And it's pretty cool. So I'm hoping it works out and that I take this test either like July or September. It just kind of depends. So.
Wow.
Oh, he can't.
But no, there's weird. There's
he can't have a Kelly
more seconds.
Voice without
oh
a cut off.
Man, that was rogue cut out.
It's
rogue.
Not a competition.
I don't think that
Kelly.
Was a voicemail box.
It's not a competition.
She's gonna one up your
level two,
bro.
Just real quick, what do you guys think of the Unfortunate Lens?
I like
no,
it.
No, it's good, dude.
Thank you guys.
That's my favorite beer I've had from you guys.
Nice thank you. I wish I had a 4-pack of it right now.
Yeah, can you
16-ounce cans?
Could yes. you, if you guys were a pro brewer, could you actually release that beer because you use the Fortunate
yeah,
Lens?
I don't.
Like, is it different enough to be?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Percentage, I mean,
yeah, they can't patent, like, you can't use these three hops together or two. Right. It's just Amarillo and Citra.
So, like, if that's something I've always been curious about, like, try to figure out. And I even, like, was on a brewery tour and up in Oregon at Full Sail and asked the guy about that. And he was just like, oh, what? Like, no, just like, if I just match everything that another beer has, like, just grain bill, hops and everything. Can I get in trouble or is it not matter?
Chances are if they were to have a face to face conversation, they'd probably be like, that's a good beer, but that's a dick move.
You're a dick.
But legally they could do that. You change. It's like Pepsi.
Legally they could call you a dick and it would be legal. And
yeah.
The judge would say, yes, I agree with your dick.
Legal dick.
You are sir now for a legal dick.
But, damn it! Fortunate Islands and Unfortunate Islands is basically Pepsi and Coke. They're close enough to be in the same lands, category, yeah. But
yeah,
Unfortunate Coke. And that's all I got out of that.
No, he's saying like if so Fortunate Islands is one beer from Martin Times. If we called it unfortunate lands, it's still different enough. The name.
Well, and the recipe's different.
The recipe's mm-hmm. different.
Well, and it's even if it weren't, like, how would we get their recipe? They put it out there. Like,
yeah.
We could, if we wanted to make it, oh, it's not illegal, even if it were illegal, we could just add a quarter pound of Pilsner malt to it. Uh-huh. And, oh, we
altered it.
We bittered with a quarter ounce of Saaz in addition to all the regular things. Well, it's a different recipe now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are they going to do?
I cooked this at 154 degrees.
Yeah, totally different, bro.
That being said, I really like Modern Times.
Totes different.
No. Beer is heavy.
Oh, there's a new beer.
Heavy on the apricot.
It's $1 billion beer. Come on.
Ballast Points Barmy Golden Ale with apricot and honey.
I think I'm going to boycott this because of the apricot.
There's a fish. This fish trapped in a barrel on this label. Well, I didn't even pour it.
That's the most.
Oh, come on.
That's the most pirate thing that they've come out with.
100% by. What is this? What's it?
It's a golden ale.
For us people that don't drink Ballast Point anymore.
So it's a golden ale. I would imagine they don't say, but I would imagine it's based on like a golden strong ale because it's like 12%.
Wow. Golden strong.
Yeah, the apricot comes through pretty well. Yep. A little tart to cut through the super sweetness. And
goosiness. Come on, Mikey, get a little bit.
Nah.
For 12,
that's $1 billion.
I'll smell it. I'll smell it. I smell $1 billion.
Did you say 12%? What?
Yeah, that
means. Yeah, right. It
you're joking
it.
Me.
No.
The
bottle is lying. If
don't play games with me. Did you? You sure it doesn't say 12 ounces?
No.
That's the OZ. I thought the OZ was the percent.
Stanky, bro. We're still in voicemail.
It's freaking ridiculous.
Perfect pour. Hey.
Oh, shit.
Florida Steve.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know what was going on over this last week. Really not much, but the biggest thing that happened to me, I went to a brand new beer release at the Twisted Trunk Brewery in Palm Beach Gardens.
Twisted Trunk.
I want to say it's about 20 minutes north of where I live. In pretty much the heart of Palm Beach Gardens. A local radio show, the KVJ show, in partnership with the Twisted Trunk Brewery, are doing some special release beers in honor of the hosts of the show. And the first one from Twisted Trunk is Vicious V. It was a watermelon and mint farmhouse saison. I know you guys are high on saisons right now, but I know Maddie, you are. I think you would probably really enjoy this beer. A little unusual, kind of weird, but you know what? After taking a few sips, it really kind of grows on you, and it was actually pretty good.
Kind of grows on you.
And then the other little bit of news: I gave in and I opened up my bottle of 88 shilling Scotch Ale from Due South Brewing. Man, what a beer. The aroma alone will knock you over from the bourbon, notes coming from this thing.
Boo,
and
bourbon.
Drinking it. You gotta drink it slow because it is potent. Not really ABV, but there is a little bit of a burn. But just the bourbon notes, the flavors just permeate on your tongue. It is definitely a slow sipping beer. I still have one more bottle left, and it's got your guys' names on it. I will package it up and send it to you. When I can, hopefully soon, hopefully within a week or two, and I'll let you guys decide when you want to open it up. So, really, that's all I got. Right. Cheers, you guys.
Now. Cheers.
And keep up the good work, boys.
Bye. Oh, boy. Yeah, boys. Keep up the good work.
Good work, guys.
I got a little story today.
All right.
At MGA today at Fig Garden Loop. I was
the loop.
I was buying my Barmy and everything else. Barmy, sorry. And then some guy picked up a Twisted Grain. It's St. Orchard's barrel age, first barrel age beer.
Oh, Tuscan Grain.
Oh, Tuscan Grain. Yeah, Tuscan Grain. And he picks it up. I've actually had that beer. It's pretty good. He's I'm sorry, I don't buy that beer. He's it's AB. I go, actually, nice. It's Miracle Coolers. He's real, really, Emma. Yeah. He's I just don't want to buy it.
No, you're not.
He's I don't care how good it is. And I was like, that's cool, man. I was like, whatever.
So you mean indie beer guy in,
yeah,
in the wild.
In the, yes, wild. In the wild, yeah.
Yes. So it wasn't me wearing a different
outfit. No, yeah. No, it was not you unless you're like 300 pounds and tall. And
well, depends on the day.
Fat suit and stilts.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought of you, Mikey.
No, you're my ass.
I want to hang with that guy.
Do you know Mike C, by the way? Just asking. No. Just random question.
Who?
Who? Okay, we're good.
Who that?
Who?
Boys,
hey, boys. Fontana Jim here.
Jim.
This weekend.
Checking in.
I got a little stuff on your beer culture. I don't know if anyone noticed this weekend. There's a Weber commercial out. Where they talk about Weber barbecue, blah, blah, blah. At the very end, they're showing like a barbecue and everyone's walking around and I had to hit the rewind button on my TV, on my DVR, because there's a growler in the back of the picture. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So there's a guy holding the growler. So yeah. The second time I watched it, although there must have been good intentions about craft beer making it into mainstream culture, this guy's holding a growler like he's drinking out of it, like it's some kind of big giant
bomber like
or something. Check it out. Yeah, probably on YouTube time. Or your DVR or somewhere. Keep up the good work.
Drinking out of it. Keep up the good work, guys.
That's the equivalent of celebrities are just like you. They're just like us.
Quick, act natural. Yes. I'm drinking out of this growler.
Just hanging out, talking. Like, yeah.
Oh. That's the whole point. That's the only way you can have a single serve half gallon.
Right? Yeah. I would be that guy in a movie and or like
Saturday.
I would be that guy in a movie or TV sketch wearing the background that, like talking on the shoe, like it's a phone or something like that. I couldn't take it seriously.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, that's not working.
Hey, guys, I got me a growler.
Guys, I'm growlering.
Where are you? The perfect pour. Check it out.
Yeah. What are
you holding? What have you drinking? Well, I've been drinking a lot of shit, eh? I'm going to send you a bottle of Jack Daniels, eh? My Jack Daniels.
No.
So why don't you throw a barbecue, eh? And then throw a podcast after. We'll get together with the boys, that's it. Make it happen. Really?
Yeah.
I'll call you back, eh? At the watcho. Peace out.
So he got a little bit upset that Dave Renteria has not shared the special Jack Daniels glaze.
Oh, yeah, that glaze.
And so he was just he's all, fuck it. You guys are getting your own bottle.
Yes. Ah, Dave's plan worked then.
It worked
perfect. I'll just sit on it and then he'll have no choice but to sit another bottle.
So that sounds good.
Yes.
It'll be better than the Jack Daniels burger at TGI Fridays, guarantee you.
Shut your mouth. Nobody talks about TGI Fridays.
Red Robin has some. I don't know if it's Jack Daniels, but it's
Jim Beam, I think.
Yeah. The whiskey or bourbon.
Yeah,
Jim Beam burger. Yeah, Jim Beam. I think it's Jim Beam.
Yeah, dude, Red Robin. Yeah,
right. The remodeled one.
Evan Williams.
Oh, Burgers and Brews. With Shaw.
I saw a tailgate check-in, so maybe this will be the last voice.
You snuck it in, Fontana.
Going back to salad bars. Craisins versus raisins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Raisins are really sweet, and they kind of fight more like a dessert thing. Maybe that'll be good on your ice cream or your soft serve.
No.
The good thing about craisins is it can always help you fight off your urinary tract infection. And maybe instead of either of those, maybe we could add some kumquats. Because that's a funny word.
Well played.
Doing a good
one. I've got a trailer.
Trailed off. And that was the final voicemail. Right. I don't know where he stood though. He was positive on both ends.
Well, he seemed more positive on raisins as a dessert though.
So raisins on your spumoni? Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
See, I'm not down with that. I like raisins on my salad.
They're vegetable.
Over craisins. Come on, man.
They're vegetable. They belong on a salad.
Well, that was the final voicemail.
Kumquats, song. The rotating topping salad bar.
That's the rotating?
Yeah, kumquats.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Five five nine 4920542. If you want to call the voicemail, want to be a perfect poor star on the perfect poor. Now we need more beer because there's this bio beer wandering out of the table. It's pissing me off.
Did you even smell it? You poured it.
I smelled it. It smelled like shit.
Oh, smell like $1 billion.
Big ocean.
I'd like to some smell the fish, shit you've been smelling.
Fish took a big ocean so shit.
Since there's more sensory in your nose, did you technically have it?
No.
No.
I love gold.
I love gold too much.
Pretty sure his body partook of the beer. So.
I didn't get a contact high from the beer.
Did you? Did you shave any of your life off for trying that beer?
Oh, he had a wipe to it.
All right. Well, this is this is donated by TheFresnan. TheFresnan.com. Go for all your blogging needs. TheFresnan.com. No.
Dorktown Network podcasts are very plentiful for us.
Yes. This I've been seeing this for a couple weeks, and I finally got it. Like, I've seen it on social media a lot. Port Brewing from San Diego, San Marcos, to be more exact. 10-year anniversary ale, Imperial IPA.
Hmm. Well, how about that? An IPA on this show?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
What the hell's believe going that crap? On here?
It's going around the table.
I believe it, and I like it.
Podcast now.
Mikey's turn. Imperial.
And by the way,
it was my turn.
Whoever said I'm happy about saisons, I am.
Yes, you like saisons.
I think that was Steve.
It's going to be one of our next Saisons. Homebrew projects.
Yes.
I thought it was Paul talking about the Crayzone.
The Crayzone?
The Crayzone.
This shit getting that crazy. That
sounds really good.
Yeah. I'm
cranberry Saison?
Cranberry. Yeah. But cranberry Crayzone Saison.
Guys, I like this song. Hold on.
Soon to be live at the Tagus Koya Beer Garden. Getting those jump parts down, Nick? Did you hear that fill he did right there?
Finish it off a little foot.
The only band to have a shorter set than It'll Grow Back will be Paul from Fairfax.
Shorter songs than It'll Grow Back. You thought it was not possible to have shorter songs.
He's done in 30 minutes, guys.
Yeah. It'll Grow Back can play 40 songs in a 40-minute set.
I seriously hope I could take this day off. I don't know if you guys know, but It'll Grow Back is going to do Brit'll Go Back.
It'll,
and it's an all Britney Spears cover. So I want to see Josh singing shirtless
with a snake
Britney Spears. Yeah. Britney Spears songs at Strummer's. I think that would be awesome. Pretty damn epic. So cheers to those guys.
So did you catch the percentage on here? Would you like to guess percentage? I got it already. So.
Oh, you already got it?
Yeah.
Well, then I better not look.
I'm going to say 7-2.
Ooh.
I'm saying 10 for 10.
10?
I say 10 also.
No, you got to say 10-1, President.
10-1,
Bob.
Follow the rules, Jason.
10-2, 10-2.
Justin, what you got?
I'm going 8-5.
2.
Wow. Solid. 11%.
Wow.
Damn you.
I did a dick move. And
yeah. Dicks always win at the Price is Right. Now that's her tagline.
We see Nick just dog Jake as he walks on.
As he walks on.
Sons of bitch. That should have been my showcase showdown.
Don't worry, he'll underestimate the price of appliances.
Just in the audience, just heckling. What if everyone's been anyone's been thrown out for just heckling? So that's mine!
You're a dick.
You better not win that damn car.
You are a dick, sir.
Don't get up that asshole, Planko.
My t-shirt is way more flamboyant than yours. I should have been picked.
I cursed the Planko board.
The Planko board.
I love the Planko board. I curse the
Planko board. A couple it's years good. And Drew Carey will morph into Bob. The Judah is my favorite part of the song.
I do that once in a while to myself during the week. I'll be like,
it's like that's when the pit's about to open.
Sing the guitar parts.
All right, pull out your Untapped. And let's figure out what we've been caught drinking in the past week. Bearded Brewer, 87. What have you been caught drinking?
It's been a heavy week for me. I've
heavy
had
like stuff has gone down.
Guys, this, I want to get serious real quick.
Guys, let's get serious.
House of Pendragon was on tap at Goldstein's. Ooh. And I had the single hop Simcoe. Not the Smash Simcoe, but single hop Simcoe. Single hop,
yeah.
It was a very, very drinkable beer.
I like drinkable beers.
I wrote these out of order, so I'll be jumping back and forth from venues. Spokeasy, I got to try the rye beer camp. And I did it out of a public service, so you guys know. Jason had let me know that the keg was very low. And I was like, okay, so everybody wants to know what's going to come on draft next. I'll get a pint of this Sierra Nevada beer camp just so we can get on with it. For some friends, shared a Libertine, the slow wild ale.
Ooh,
so I got to have a couple of sips of that.
Pricey bottles.
That was a beautiful beer.
Oh, my God.
I have a Libertine in my fridge. I don't know which one it is. I don't think it's that one.
You're going to be at the Libertine next week.
Yeah,
Libertine Culture. They got shut down in Santa Maria Tap Room.
They still have their production place there, but yeah, they were denied their 700 square foot tap room.
Wow.
In a 4-1 vote.
F you, Santa Maria.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
I brought a bottle of Supplication out. We shared that at the Spokeasies.
I bragged about that to Justin. I was like,
so good.
Shut up a bitch.
It was a jealousy brag.
I've had it.
No, and then Justin's like, don't worry, we have one in our cellar. All right.
Situational beer.
Oh, situational.
Situational beer was a Lupulonic Distortion at Wahoo's by Fresno State.
See? Doesn't count.
It's bio beer, in my opinion.
I thought it was a bio beer.
No, we said it wasn't.
Undisclosed amount, how much overall.
But to feel better about ourselves, we later walked across the pathway to Mad Duck and had the Citra in the large mug.
That's gotten better, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot better.
Later that evening, we ended up at the Yard Houses, which I had the Tamarack Amber Lager. I don't know if you guys have heard of that Tioga Sequoia brew.
One of the better ambers out there.
Where is this Tioga Sequoia brew?
In beautiful downtown Fresno, 745 Fulton Street. Hours are... No, just kidding. when you're at Yard House, if you do not get an Alpine Duet, you might as well stop drinking beer, in my opinion. And then while at Spokeasy,
I have to stop drinking
the other night, fellow Josh, he listens to the show. He had opened a bottle of Paradox. So it was a good beer a nice little sour to share. I retried the hop kind from Maui. And that was tasting pretty good on draft. And then we all shared another bottle. It was the Vivid, which I believe it was an double IPA from Gigantic. And it was okay. It fits in with Gigantic beers, in my opinion. I don't know if my socks have ever been blown off. And I wasn't even wearing socks that day.
And they still got blown off.
Yeah.
It still did.
It gave you socks?
Your figurative socks?
Yes.
Wow.
I've been looking forward to that.
Jake is getting closer to not being invited back.
Mikey's disappointment.
This will actually be the first sip of soda I've had.
Nope, probably... I stopped it. Doesn't get a full I love gold.
Oh, God dang it.
I love.
It's a ballast, another ballast point thing.
This is
the gin.
That's just alcohol.
This is the Oak Grove gin and tonic. So you can drink this. This is not buyout.
It's not beer.
It's not craft beer at all.
It's not buyout beer. True.
But I don't drink things that aren't beer.
So we're happy.
I don't drink wine. I don't drink champagne. I don't drink.
You can read the description.
Mixed drinks. All right.
This is probably the first sip of soda I've had in about a year.
Whiskey? So this is a fresh take on a cool cocktail.
Second.
Even when updated, some cocktails are timeless. We've blended our clean and fragrant Old Grove gin with our house-made grapefruit cucumber tonic to recreate the perfect match. A modern spin on an old classic. The bright, citrusy flavors will keep you refreshed day or night. It's one part
day
Old Grove gin to six parts grapefruit cucumber tonic.
All right.
Day or night.
I think the last time I had a sip of soda, somebody got fired because I ordered a water and I was like, all right. Took a sip of it and I was like, excuse me, this is Sierra Mist. And they're like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They literally dropped what the fuck they were doing and got me a water.
Oops, I used my big glass.
Going around the table. Who doesn't some like a sort good, of alcohol drink?
Who doesn't like a good G&T?
Come on. It's not beer.
Let's some aroma.
It's got a nice tree on it, on the can. I like the can. It's got a cool can.
Oh, nice come on.
You hand it to me.
That bullshit.
Nice can.
Billionaire.
Bunch
of fucking billionaires.
This was an experiment.
Trying to make alcohol. Fuck them.
It's weird to see something so clear bubbling as if it was a beer.
Oh, it makes me smell like cucumber.
That's what it is.
Uh-huh. That's a good G&T if I've had one. Which I have.
Ooh. That's something I think.
Oh, whoa. Grapefruit cucumber tonic.
I tried.
Grapefruit cucumber
tonic. I'm just going to have more of this 10th anniversary ale from independent brewer Port Brewing.
Oh, you didn't hear?
Shit! Spit take!
Get it out!
Get it out of my system, no!
I mentioned that in culture.
Suck the poison out.
One of you is going to have to suck the port out of me.
That's cool, though, that they regulated it down to, like, 6.2%.
Yeah,
could have a whole can.
Yeah, it's not, like, super alcohol-y where you can, like, it's enjoyable.
Lame. That's the point of alcohol.
Well, Jake, stay
from. This is not your average guy bar.
Been drinking anything interesting this past lately?
I've been really bad on tap, but
I'm bad at that.
What's your untap handle, though?
It is... Obamacare. It's all one word.
You got Obamacare?
Yeah, that's it.
Just when they are like, fuck it, Obamacare.
I didn't change it to Obamacare for life, but
nobody had that name.
Nobody had that name. So
before it was
crazy.
Cool.
Yeah. Notables, I would say I don't know. I've had some good Modern Times stuff. The new stuff that came out.
Oh God, Modern Times.
I mean, Bakersfield did have their Monster Park thing, so I did.
Ooh, yeah. I did go to the Monster Park.
Yeah, I did go to the Mood Creamery and check that out. That's some good stuff, nice. And hopefully you get to check out some. I'm looking out for, I guess, some Citra, some fresh Citra this week. Hopefully.
What?
I mean,
they're making another batch right now?
Yeah, it's the anniversary they had.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right.
And Lung Swim, too.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, nothing crazy, so go ahead.
Justin, what's your untapped handle, Justin?
My untapped handle...
You're better than Jake Safe Farm is at untapped, because I actually see you on untapped sometimes.
I try to be. My untapped handle is Nubbington. Nubbington.
Nubbington.
Nubbington. Like Paddington, but not. So my... If I get my untap to work.
There we go. It always acts temperamental when you need it the most.
So one thing you did have, Jake, because I had it too, some two-day-old bottled...
Broken Skull.
Broken Skull, the Stone Cold Steve Austin beer.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
2 day old.
2 day old.
Because I
got it from Bakersfield.
I have a Broken gold that I was going to send to Beer with Friends because one of the guys on Beer with Friends like just really wanted that beer. I was like, oh, I'll get it for him because we owe them some beer. And then I just could not handle shipping beer, apparently. Mm-hmm. It's been in the fridge for like a month and a half, and now it's old. Now I'm not motivated at all to send it because, like, well, now I'm just going to send them some old broken skull. This now... It's a good beer though.
It's a really good beer. It's tasting very dank.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, man, the freshness on that was just ridiculous.
Yeah. Some AB InBev Golden Road Wolf Mother, their triple IPA, tasting pretty good.
I remember that being a good beer.
Back in the day.
Yep, back in the day.
Stopped by the Kunisama, and they had. I couldn't even find it on Untappd. It wasn't there. But they made a strawberry Brett Blonde. I guess kind of for Kunisama's tap takeover. Mm-hmm. It was a strawberry on Firkin.
Ooh,
that was tasting. Yeah, that was tasting.
What brewery?
Nice. Oh, really? I'm sorry. It was Barrel House.
Okay.
Barrel House strawberry Brett Blonde.
Because I rarely hear somebody talk about a Firkin being like, oh, wow, that was really
good. I'm usually kind of on Firkins because I don't care for the lack of carbonation.
It depends, yeah, how the brewer carbonates it. Do they do the natural carbonation, how they say they're supposed to
This is natural carb.
Is this supposed to be a Firkin? Or
is this natural carb?
Or they just throw a nozzle in there and just threw a carbonation through a nozzle and just, yeah.
Is this nozzle carb? No, I don't know what that is.
Normally not a big fan, but it worked with the bread. Had some MoPro from Founders my first time. I liked it. It was a little grassier than I tend to like. Project Pam. Oh, yeah, the Project Pam from them also, and that was just...
Yeah, it was amazing.
Bourbon and maple syrup. That's crazy.
It's a black IPA aged in maple bourbon
barrels. Yeah.
It's
good
Nick,
stuff.
You would love this.
Yeah. But a black IPA?
Yeah.
The
bourbon barrel aged black IPA.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good. Right. Project Pam.
They could tell you it's a stout and you probably wouldn't.
Yeah. Don't tell Nick it's in the black IPA. Just say it's a bourbon barrel aged stout, Nick. Hoppy bourbon barrel aged stout. And then Nick will be like, yeah.
Oh, I love this.
I love it.
Stop by Pendragon.
I'm using my deep voice.
Hello.
Does he have another voice?
Yeah. You should see his high voice.
Yeah, you should.
Crazy, bro.
I'd love to hear my high voice.
Stop by Pendragon, had the Sir Danks-a-Lot.
Nice.
That.
Ooh.
Man, that.
Had it.
That was tasting fresh.
Will had it again.
Had their Valley Fever Mexican Lager. I was disappointed because it was better than expected.
That's a good name. You're like, this to be shit.
I was disappointed because it wasn't skunky. And when I hear Mexican lager, I think skunky.
Yeah. Yes. I better get some skunk off this. Yeah.
No, it was a good beer.
This better be crap. It's not crap. I'm sending it back.
Wait, I kind of like this. No.
Then a couple weeks ago, decided to finally open. My brother sent me like a year and a half ago a Big Bad Baptist. Epic Brewing.
Epic.
Yeah.
Decided to open that. That was still tasting really good.
That's a good beer.
Damn.
And
yeah, Matt was there for that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that was a good beer.
And then
the Baptiste.
Last Wednesday, I think it was.
We had that on Darktown.
Tuesday. Went to Yard House and they had Sam Adams Utopia. They had a bottle of the Sam Adams Utopia is their $200 plus.
Yes.
Bottle. Oh. Wait, what? And somebody, what's happening now?
Yard House had it. The bar had it. And they were selling it. It was $22 for 2 ounces, 28%. It was like drinking maple syrup. Like,
wow.
It was
so you lost $22 good. That night, is what you're saying.
No, it worked. It was
you
really
good. 28%?
28%.
Would like describe could, this. Like, I want to hear what 28%
give tasting notes. Yeah, give tasting
notes. It smelled like you were just like, you open a bottle of maple syrup. There's a little bit of heat to it. When you tasted it, it was all just sweet malt, maple, bourbon-y, and you could feel it going down. Like, it didn't taste boozy at all, but
it coated
your chest started getting warm after every sip, and It's not something I would go out and like buy every day, but
right.
for once in a while, it was drinking good.
But like it was way smoother than you would imagine.
Oh, 20% sure. I've had way rougher beers under 10.
Wow. Where you weren't like, oh,
no, not at all.
Dang. Wow. Oh, and that's at Yard House. Do you think somebody like bought that and opened it and now it was open? So no. They're like, now we're selling.
They usually, Sam Adams, they usually allocate it to certain accounts.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure they sold a case to them probably in here. Serve it. And of course, it's a corporate account. So then certain right. They say, serve this and, you know, there you go.
Hmm.
A certain amount they get.
Yeah, so I just happened to see somebody on Facebook, on one of the Facebook groups, posted that they found it there. So I was like, oh, I'll go. They still had it.
Interesting.
I asked if I could like have the bottle to kind of read it, like take a picture with it.
Uh-huh.
Bartender did not leave until he got the bottle back.
he was going to let you have it.
No.
Good. Oh, so but that's cool that he did that, though.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I was supposed to be like, huh? What?
It's I need a key for it.
Yeah.
It's too much work.
He's on break. I can't.
He's on break. Yeah.
So
that's all mine.
All right. The Nick 80.
The Nick.
On Untapped.
I just had some regular old modern times this weekend.
Yeah. Had it.
Orderville, Bye. City of the Sun, and Black Dallas.
Yep. Ugh.
Terrible. Oh, except for my Stone Americano Stout.
How was that?
Oh.
How was that?
It was okay. I wanted it to be better. Okay. I wanted like coffee punch to the groin, and it was just like a pat on the shoulder.
Just a little coffee.
Just a little coffee for you.
All right. Yeah. A good beer. Nice. It was a good barbecue beer.
Ooh.
I was grilling up some burgers and sipping on that, and that seemed to work out. But
y'all, this is working out.
This is working. Other than that, yeah, beer.
Damn.
Regular old modern times.
Yeah, she's boring.
Boring.
Mind that anyway.
I am Dorktown on Untapped. And for my week, I figured out that I'm just going to keep stout, like right now it's Black House in the fridge as my palate cleanser beer. So I'm going to have a night where like, all right, I'm going to drink probably 3 IPAs tonight, but I'm going to have a Black House, just an active Black House open as my in-between palate cleanser, because it just makes the IPAs just taste so much better when you're just breaking it up like that.
This is true.
I've never
heard big, strong, dark beers described as palate cleansers.
Yeah.
But that makes sense. That
does. It is. And I figured that out, and I was working out well, because I had this boring-ass Modern Times Fortunate Islands.
Oh, God. Love Fortunate Islands.
Cali Craft, the city IPA. Cali Craft is at Whole Foods. It was $8.99 six-pack. They're brown, and they're IPA.
Whoa.
And we had had them, like, because I think it might have been Bearded Brewer brought them back from the Bay one time. And now they're in town, I guess, because they're at Whole Foods. And I think I saw them at Fig. So I had the City IPA.
That was one I did bring.
Yeah. But the major thing I had was you had it as well on your Bearded Brewer. Keen Kine from Maui Brewing, the IPL. And I was like blown away by this. I was I had it, you know, in the afternoon, and it was just hitting perfectly. I had no idea
that was a lager.
Surprised by that. I didn't know either until I got it at Cost Plus.
Oh, yes.
And I thought I was getting an IPA. I didn't pay much attention to it. It was just, it was one of their singles. I was like, oh, this will be good for the show, because I fully intended it to save it for the show. Uh-huh. But it was, you know, I needed it. It was during the day and I needed it. And
start itching.
I had to have it.
So much for curbing your day drinking.
Yep. And when I had it, I finally realized, wait, this is an IPL, not an IPA. And I was completely impressed by it. And I'm going to have that for the summer. That is
so that's the equivalent of liking a John Mayer song before you find out it's John Mayer.
Yeah, and then somebody says, you know, it was a John Mayer song, right? And you're like, God damn it. I mean, it wasn't that great of a song.
Yeah, it's an okay in a pinch.
Okay if I didn't have any other radio CDs or
if I have to tap my knee to something, I guess this will work.
So that was that. So yay. If you're on Untappd and you don't, because I have a group where in Untappd you can make a group and where you can just follow that group, and I have a group of Dorktown or Dork following
them too.
Perfect pour listeners.
Oh, we're in this list, are we?
I didn't. Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't,
that's good.
At least I didn't drop Gomp in there before I got to perfect pour. And I have people on Untappd that follow that I know listen to the perfect pour. And if you think maybe you're on Untappd and you're not in that group, just do something on Untappd. Tell me, like, hey, you know, comment on one of my check ins, say, hey, am I in the group or whatever? So make sure, because I want to be able to follow everybody.
The emoji sequence would be unicorn, poop symbol, I love gold. And explosion.
But Untappd doesn't have you can't do emojis. It's annoying.
Unicorn poop explosion.
I'm waiting for Untappd to do an update where you can do emojis
code to get in the perfect port.
Come on,
sounds nice.
Come on, Untappd, get emojis. Oh, we've got a new beer entering the show.
Oh, this was looking out for.
I will allow Jake to read this
Imperial
Biscotti
break.
Okay, I take it back.
From evil, we'll give us somebody who can read.
From Evil Twin Brewing, we have. Turn the label around.
Sorry. So
Imperial Biscotti Break.
Imperial Biscotti
Mikey Break. Mikey was saying earlier that he's coming around to the cans, and I think this one might start to bring me around to this idea.
You like the art?
Good beers being in cans. Oh,
okay.
Holy moly.
Yeah, so I got
to...
There's a lot of initial reactions before it gets all the way around.
I could have swore we've had this
a lot of reactions going on.
Sit on this one for a while.
Stop stealing the aroma, Nick!
That smells like a 16-ounce can.
So that...
Ooh!
That must be what I'm thinking. I thought we had this on the show before, but maybe we just talked about it. But we sampled a can, and somebody was just... It might have even been Jason, but they're like, you're not going to take one of those for your podcast? And I was like, well, okay. Yes, I am.
Well, yes, I am.
So I bought it right before I left from the Spooks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I get what everyone's been doing.
This is a barbecue beer right here.
That's got some strength. Here we go. Let's enjoy.
My beer was cold transfer.
Oh. It's a bit higher than I thought it was.
Holy moly, what is it? Don't tell us. Wait, it's a...
Ooh,
let me taste
Jake
it.
Jake wants to guess.
Guess.
I'm just... I'm not going by what you said. I'm just going by what I'm tasting. I'm tasting 9%.
So we got 9?
10-2.
10-2.
Holy moly, it's more than 10-2.
Going with the soft 2.
Soft 2?
Soft 2?
The hell is that?
I don't know.
I 2 to the cent power.
And Justin?
10-3, Drew.
10-3. Winner without going over would be Justin, because it is...
It's 11.
11.5.
Yeah. That's way off.
Damn. Fuck. This is like midnight lighting.
Yeah.
Well done. You hit it well.
Mm-hmm.
You hit it well, Evil Twin. All right, some beers to look out for. Beers we're looking out for, we advise you look out for as well. I have not seen it yet, but this Modern Times Brewery has the Oneida Pale out in the 4-packs. And I haven't seen it in Fresno yet, but they have it.
Universal Friend showed up, and the next Fortunate Island has shown up.
Oh, Fruitlands.
Fruitlands, sorry.
Yeah.
I totally know what I'm talking about, guys. Which, isn't it passion fruit or whatever? It's,
mango. Passion fruit and mango.
Mango, passion fruit, yeah.
So those two have showed up. But yeah, the Oneida, Ornida, whatever.
Needs
to hurry up.
Needs to get here.
We're OGs. We had the bomber of that before it was in a can.
Yeah.
Which Come is on, now, Randy.
That was 2 years ago now.
Yeah, bro. Stones, latest, of course, they have to have an enjoy by 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
7/4/16.
I'm looking out for that. I'm also looking out for that, yeah.
That should be, it's out there, so that, it should be coming to us.
Last year, that was the beer I drank when I got home from working, because the beer garden is open for 4th of July. So I'm hoping to do that again.
All right.
What's your opinion on those? Like, hit and miss, or just... Always the same?
It's hit and miss for me. Definitely hit and miss. Like,
I know you're the IPA guy, so I'm just...
Yeah, everyone is different, and one is bad, the other one is good.
And it's weird, and I've talked to the rep about it, and he said it's the same beer, always. It's the same recipe, same beer.
No, it's not. No.
And I was like, there's no way. It can't be.
It can't
be. It is not.
I agree with you.
That guy doesn't know.
Yeah. He's high.
Did you get to try the tangerine one?
I did. I like that one. I like that one.
Really good.
Sorry. Also, Carl Strauss's the Mosaic. It's in cans.
Nice.
It needs to be here in our town.
So Sacramento they've only. Done another rand.
Sacramento only. Sacramento doesn't know anything. Yeah, you don't deserve it.
I don't think they really do beer there.
No, they don't know anything about it.
I was kind of hoping that the sinkhole on the I-5 would make people drive through the 99 and they would just drop more beer off here, but it doesn't seem to have been happening.
That I-5 is all about sinkholes. Let's go take the 99.
Right. Oh, hey, Fresno, we need to get rid of this beer real quick.
Fresno, you guys cool with it? We have cans of Mosaic.
Right.
All right, we can do
something. And Pliny and just whatever you want.
Hey, we can work out something. So any beers you guys are looking out for?
I got a couple.
All right.
One of my untapped friends checked into a Fruitlands in the Bay Area. Can anybody guess what fruit it was?
Raisins.
No.
Raisins.
No. That's a vegetable, sir.
Are raisins a vegetable?
They're on a salad bar. It must be a vegetable.
So is tomatoes.
Come on, people. This is a serious subject
like,
here.
I would like that if they're grapes or fruit, and then they morphed into a vegetable. I like that.
The X-Men or something?
That's how it works.
Yeah, it's the X-Men of fruits.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Vegetables are a part of a plant, and fruits are byproducts of a plant?
And the fruits have the seeds inside.
That's your agricultural segment tangent for the show.
Yes. Excuse you. Brought to you by if there's like a long period, there's no tangent. I'm like, could somebody like talk about something stupid?
So strawberry Fruitlands.
Play the tangent.
Strawberry Fruitlands. I wish we had that beer.
They had it on tap. No, the Clooney Sama. And the pita kebab.
It's okay.
Pita kebab. And that's South Valley, bro. I didn't think about the South Valley.
Rumor has it, as you guys are hearing this show right now, Tony Bags is driving the Tony Mobile the Bags Mobile into town.
Ooh.
And he says he has a present for me. He didn't specify podcast or myself, but I'm interested. It's probably going to be beer.
It's just a sweater.
It's probably going to be. Well,
I have a present. I saw this nice sweater. I just had to get it for you.
Hey, it's 100 degrees. I just thought you were cold. I
thought you'd be cold.
And then I'm also looking out for that enjoy buy that Mikey mentioned.
Yeah. Anything, Jake? State Farm.
Yeah, just that enjoy buy. Definitely. I've been a big fan of their releases and just haven't been disappointed, really, just most of them. Definitely more modern times would be great. And that's it. That's all I got.
Justin. You got to hit the fridge mic for that one.
Woo. Justin, what have you been caught drinking? We can totally podcast without Mikey here, I promise.
I'll just go through those again. looking out for one I know, Jake, you're looking out for also Mortal Kombat beers.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
What is this?
Sound Brewing I want to say it's
video games and beer.
They're making three Mortal Kombat X beers: the Sub Zero Imperial IPA, the Raiden Imperial Saison, and the Scorpion Imperial Stout with chilies.
Chilies,
yeah,
that does sound good.
So these actually look like they're not just
gimmicky.
Well, I mean, they're going to be gimmicky. But.
Yeah. Not like the Lampoon beers.
No, well, not like the Lord of the Rings beer.
Beers. Oh, yeah, those Lord of the Rings beers are
terrible. Yeah, terrible.
The Smug Stout was all right.
I actually didn't get to try that Smeagol one. I had the
Smug,
yeah,
Smug.
The Gollum. Smeagol. Gollum. Like, yeah, the Pilsner Gollum. Or whatever. Like, yeah, those are, yeah, it was not trash. So looking out for that one, the Jack's Abbey Brewery, I guess they're coming out with a Framingham Lager in 40-ounce plastic bottles.
No.
So
I'm definitely going for that.
Looking out for that one.
I believe them. They actually do drink 40s. I've been over to their townhouse.
So some craft...
Balcony brewing.
Craft 40s.
Craft Brass Monkeys. Balcony brewing. Be nice. And then...
Second level.
I'm going to be going to the Bay this weekend, so I'm looking out for some... It's not beer, but Seven Stills, yes, Distillery. If you're not familiar, they're a distillery up in the Bay. They distill craft beer into whiskey.
Whoa.
They, mm-hmm. And then they collab with Tioga Sequoia.
So. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they brewed a Midnight Lightning.
Whoa. And supposedly the characteristics and flavor come through in the whiskey. So they did an IPA whiskey where apparently the hops come through. They did a sour with Almanac. And it's, I want to say that's their cask strength. That's like 59 or 60%. ABV, but
fuck,
it's supposed to be amazing. Yeah. So
120
Everclear. What is this? Yeah. Jeez,
I'll get you high.
So Uber,
just says Uber. Yeah, it gives you like a discount code when you purchase it.
Yeah, you automatically have to like wait before you buy this. I want to see you
sign up
Uber. Yeah, make sure Uber's on your phone.
I'd like the cask strength Uber. Yeah, that's all mine.
Wowie wow.
Uber, what's your ABV?
The Nick Itty, or is there anything you're looking out for?
I want to look out for this just so I could hear people order it. Because
you want to be just hanging out at the bar when somebody orders.
Yeah, because these guys think they're being clever, but they have no idea how Fresno could screw this up.
Oh, here we go.
So it's the blah, blah, blah IPA from 21st Amendment.
What?
Blah, blah, blah.
I'll take the blah, 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 please. Sir, you got to give me a beer name.
Yeah.
I want the blah, blah, blah.
The Pabst
Blue Ribbon. Come on. Quit messing with me. Give me a beer name.
Blah, blah, blah.
I want the blah, blah, blah. You're getting an easy jack, sir.
Good luck getting that Eureka beer.
Yeah.
I try that joke at work all the time because people come in and they go, I'll have a crap. And I go, we don't have any crap, actually. And they look at me and they go, oh.
Oh, you're one of those
you're
guys.
Funny.
Oh, you're a funny guy. You're a funny guy with a beard.
I actually don't know. I don't have any, actually. I don't know. But I do have 22 beers on draft.
I'll take 22 beers.
I'll take them.
No, ooh, you just got bested.
Sir, this is my podcast.
I'll see myself out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sign up for Uber and get yourself out of here.
Good luck getting a top pour when Townhouse Brewing gets into play, bro. You're out.
I know, guy.
Backdoor Townhouse.
Cheers. Backdoor Townhouse.
Is that a brewery? Back
porch.
I don't know.
Were you done, Nick?
Yeah, that was it.
Cheers. Some cheers to give out. Bearded Brewery, yay, cheers.
Yeah. So Untappd updated their app, and they no longer have like a little notification if you have friend requests. So now you have to go to your profile, hit friends, and then it...
Okay.
So yeah.
They just updated again today, and now it shows up.
Oh, okay, so maybe...
Because I know you're talking about it, and that was annoying. Like,
yeah,
you had to like... You go deep into your thing to see if anybody's requested you as a friend.
So yeah, I was bored because it's all you have a new friend request. Sure, yeah. So I went to the app. You hit your own page. You hit friends. You scroll down. It says pending. I had 8 fucking pending friend requests.
Yeah, bro, look at you.
So cheers to those people. I didn't write them down.
Why isn't he approving this?
But I just approved 8 people on fucking Untappd. So cheers to those guys for sending me requests.
Yay. Ballin'. Baller weekend.
Jake from State Farm.
Oh, just thanks you guys. Cheers to you guys.
Aww.
And cheers to all the listeners. Chew your beer. I would like to try a chocolate tazo.
Oh, everyone wants a chocolate tazo.
I got one in the fridge if we need to do something.
Oh, right. Wait, you're holding on to a chocolate tazo?
So
you might be the only one that has a chocolate tazo.
You know that glaze that he sent Dave? He sent me a message saying, hey, I snuck in a bottle of chocolate tazo for you. So he gave me a chocolate tazo for getting that glaze to Dave. So the boys over here will have to invite me out to their townhouse, and I'll bring the chocolate tazo.
All right. See that townhouse, bro. If you're gonna give you shit, you don't want to see your townhouse system.
It's quite fancy.
It's a twin level brewery. They cold transfer through the floor.
Yep. Where do you guys ferment your stuff?
Getting
Rammy.
I know, it's distracting. Choco Tazo, you just want to listen to
Rammy.
It.
Yeah. Choco
Tazo. Choco Tazo.
Do you guys still have that giant chair?
Yeah,
we do.
That's awesome.
Hasn't been used in forever.
It's very dirty.
Yeah. We ferment in... I built a chamber out of some insulation, and I gutted a mini fridge.
Oh.
So it pulls it down.
MacGyver.
MacGyvered it.
Yep.
That's what you gotta do in Fresno. You can't just put it in a... Like, I hear so many other podcasts or, like, some of the brewers will be talking about, oh, I put it in my closet or I put it in my blah, blah, blah.
We did that.
Like, we tried that.
It does not work.
Yeah.
We're in Fresno.
Yeah.
You want to drink shit? Yeah. Pretty good. My cheers to Daniel McHenry, who put the heads up on the Utopias on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, cheers to you guys. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, Appreciate it. Thank you.
Wow. Double cheers.
The Nick 80.
Cool.
The Nick 80.
I'm going to say cheers to the Renterias.
The Renteria.
The Renterias.
Mr. and Mrs. Renteria?
Yes, that would be them. They drink whiskey with me.
Oh.
And it was good.
You whiskey.
I cheated on beer, I know.
Did you go to, what was it, the Standard event?
Yep.
No, Whiskey Fest.
Whiskey Fest.
There was a Whiskey Fest?
There was a Whiskey Fest.
Did you go?
How was it?
It was surprisingly well done.
Did you get some Whistling Pig?
Yes.
Was it Indy whiskey?
It was totally... Well, actually, I don't think any whiskey is Indy.
No, it's all... Like Jack Daniels.
Yeah. It's all parent companies owning... And then they just buy the stock and then age it their own way.
Wow.
How was Whistling Pig? I never had that.
I'm glad I did not pay $30 a shot for it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They had the 15-year one there, right? Or?
I didn't get the 15. That was the VIP.
Yeah, I had the
12 and the 10.
Fuck.
Oh, man. There's nothing greater than those two.
That's one to look out for, I guess you'd say.
Complete tangent, but Kunisama actually has some decent whiskey flights. Not like they don't have very many of them, but there's a Japanese whiskey flight that was pretty good.
Oh, shit.
It's like a 12 and a 15 and 18 year old Japanese whiskeys.
Wow. This is your whiskey hour.
Sorry, I was noticing that it's past midnight, so the sprinklers came on.
White noise detected.
Well, there's one more beer to open or give some cheers out to, because we have a huge cheers to give out. We have a new Golden God. Ballad of Modern Times came on.
As it should.
We have a new Golden God.
Golden God.
On Patreon, Tolly or Tally. I'm going to say Tolly. Larry, I don't think we know him from anything else unless he has a different handle.
The cable guy?
please insert city of origin.
Yeah,
after Larry. First name.
That's awesome that somebody that we don't know from something else has just become a patron, I think, unless Larry has a different handle.
Or we should know who he is and we're
just dumbasses.
Yeah, he's super sad. He's going to stop.
He's like, oh, pulling my money.
I've met you guys like 6 times.
Yeah. Dickheads.
He's going to do the subtle thing.
Of course, Larry.
He's going to do the subtle thing and cancel his credit card so the payment doesn't go through.
There you go.
We've had a couple of those, and that's cool. That's cool. You know, not everybody just can, you know, handle it every month.
You buy a Powerball and you start funding all your crowdfunding, and then you don't win, and so you got
to
cancel it.
So big cheers. If you'd like to help out the show, donate money to the show, patreon.com/perfectboar, or just look in the show notes. There's links to the Patreon, perfectboarpod.com, for all the information you need about the show. That's all you need to do. So thank you to all our golden gods helping us each week. The about $25 a month goes to the hosting, web hosting, and all that kind of stuff. And then after that, it just kind of fills in with beer. We buy beer with it. We'll buy a mic with it, whatever. The Bearded Brewer just buys all kinds of shit, and we don't pay him anything.
His headphones we got to use today.
We really should have Uber sponsor us, because Matt has to Uber all the fucking time now. And who knows how much that guy's spending on Uber?
That's $5 each way.
I don't want to. Oh, yeah, screw him. Forget it. Don't worry about it. Don't give us any money.
The show costs me $40 a month to show up here.
See? And he doesn't get nothing for it. Nothing.
Except the satisfaction that people care about what we talk
about. Cheers to Hills Bills.
Hills Bills!
Cheers to Salvador. Toddalod.
Toddalod.
Hoptology SD. TPS Sponge, a.k.a. Chocotazo. Tony Bags. And Prohibition SD. And also Matt Tubby on Untapped. So, but with one last beer before we go. Oh, that was bad. That was my bad. I don't know if I can blame that on the bottle. I think it was just a bad opening. Improper pour.
Not perfect.
I love gold.
I think this was mentioned earlier in the show. Modern Times, Fruitlands, Passion Fruit and Guava.
That's the one I almost bought at BevMo before I found...
Oh, this is at BevMo, huh?
Was that in the ale section?
It was in the ale section.
I got this
was in the Bomber 70 section.
West Shaw Crafts and 76.
The completely different Bomber section.
Yeah. And the guy did the thing where we're like, hey, we've got this and this and this. And then, you know, I'm like, I know more than you.
Yeah, I know.
I actually
stop
love
talking
that
to me. I don't need you.
Yeah, actually, Paul.
Usually when that happens to me at West Shaw Crafts, it's Paul, who is the owner of Moroa Shell.
And West Shaw.
And West Shaw. And he gets some good stuff in there. So
he knows what he's doing.
He knows, he knows that there's a need not to always to drive to, you know, Moroa all the time.
For those of us out on West Fresno, he's pretty good about... You hit him up on the social medias, be like,
yeah, hey, I got that
you
over there.
I got you, and he'll bring it over.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Whoa. It's a little cloudy.
Oh,
it's a little bit tart compared to the apricot.
Weather forecast is cloudy today with chance of passion fruit.
Oh. Goza.
Oh, is this a goza?
Is it goes or geese or goes? What is
a geezer?
Goose and goes are different styles.
Goose.
I would have bought this if I'd known that. Instead, I went with Orderville.
Not a bad choice.
Regular old Orderville.
Plain old.
Just
only an excellent IPA.
Everyday Orderville.
Totally session.
Session Imperial.
Laundry IPA. Beer.
Whoa! That now holy that I've gotten moly over that initial tartness, I'm liking this.
There's some punch, huh?
Damn right, you're liking this saison.
It's not a saison. It's a goza.
It's a goza.
Just joking with you.
It goes well with my pizza.
Goza. Goose.
Do we have a Popolo's update? Anybody?
Yeah, Popolo's update.
This was the Popolo's podcast.
I drove by it the other day, and there was a lot of cars out front.
Is that what you guys showed up for?
It made me feel like they were doing inside a soft opening, but wasn't really sure. So they got to be super, super close.
We were out at Rods on the Bluff on Friday, and they had a booth out there. So they're promoting something. They're like, hey, guys, we're still here.
Hey, guys, still here.
We're still here, not driving, though.
We are not driving.
Yeah, we are not driving anywhere. Which was anywhere.
Jeremy, Michael, and Aaliyah were the three.
Is Ann Perkins still there? I miss Ann Perkins.
I haven't seen her in a long time. But yeah, at least they're saying that most of the staff will actually return.
Parks and Rec reference.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There was
there's a girl that looks dead on like Rashida Jones.
Go on.
And so every time she walked by, and she's super friendly, she like
Ann Perkins.
Whether she's helping you or not, she'd be like, "Hi, how you guys doing?" And be like, "Ann Perkins."
Why? I can't get over how he said that. Every
Why do you have to hype up this opening even more now? Like Jesus.
They basically said Rashida Jones will be there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So pretty much she'll be there.
It's pretty much guaranteed.
Wow. This is like lemonade and.
Oh, we're still talking about fruit this. Punch. Yeah.
Yeah, punch. I can give you that lemonade.
It's comparison. Really good.
Wow.
So the good thing that you like Goza is because next time we come, we're going to bring a Goza.
This is actually, my summer beer.
All right.
We're in the middle of brewing it tonight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, yeah, in the process.
How are you doing? Oh,
does a Goza take longer to ferment or what's up with that?
So,
than the IPA pail?
It could if you chose to do it the long way. More commonly, I think nowadays people are doing it, they call it either kettle souring, sour warding, sour mashing, all very similar. So instead of for like a normal quote unquote sour beer, you would brew your beer like normal and then pitch in the sour yeast or the sour bacteria, and they take forever to work. So you'd be looking at months of aging to get it where you want. Or you can, for certain styles like a Berliner Weiss or a Goza, you can pitch lactobacillus after the mash.
That's what I would do.
It at a moderate temperature.
Yeah, totally.
And that produces lactic acid really quickly, makes it sour, boil it off, kills everything off, and then you proceed to ferment it like a normal beer. So it adds a couple of days. This one shouldn't take more than a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're making a white nectarine Goza.
White nectarine?
Ooh. Yeah.
Nice.
Should be getting the nectarines this week, actually.
All right.
Nice. Is there any Pluot beers out there?
Yes. I think I have an Almanac.
Almanac, yeah.
Almanac, okay.
Yeah.
I think if there's a fruit, Almanac's made it.
Gotcha.
Almanac has done it.
Is that a fruit? Put it in.
Put it in. Tomatoes. We're Almanac.
Tomatoes next.
What we do. No raisins. That's a vegetable. No.
Bastards.
Tomatoes, yes. Raisins, no.
Thanks, everyone.
Tomato Goza.
For listening to us.
The salad bar on its own.
And thanks for supporting us. Have a great week drinking your beer. We'll come back next week and review what the hell happened. And there we go. Everyone. Yay!
Yay!
Oh, totally matched, dude.
Matched. Universe. On s'arrête. Amérique.